Hi, I'm Alex Mullins, a program manager on the package management team in Visual Studio Team Services. Today, I'd like to share with you some of the great new features we've brought to package management this year. If you write Java, native code like C or C++, or .NET code, there's something for you in this session. Visual Studio Team Services meets your team where they are, with support for languages far beyond C# and the .NET framework. We're working to ensure that you can easily create an amazing dev environment that works from code to build to package to release for all the world's most popular programming languages. If you're a Java developer, you can now easily host your Maven packages securely in VSTS. If you work in native languages like C and C++, VSTS will host your symbols, so it's easy to debug code that came from across the room or across the world. And if you're a .NET developer, you can now keep a saved copy of everything you've used from NuGet.org, so your build relies only on a single package source that's backed by an enterprise-grade SLA. Many of the features you'll see in this talk are top asks on the VSTS user voice, and I'm excited to share them with you today. So let's get down to it. In this session, we'll look at our new support for Maven packages for you Java developers, the new VSTS symbol server, and upstream sources for NuGet.org and beyond. Package management hosts your packages in VSTS and TFS right alongside your code, your builds, and all your other development artifacts. Until now, our feeds have supported NuGet and NPM packages, but as of Connect 2017, you can host your Maven packages in package management as well. So if you're a Java developer using Maven, there's never been a better time to check out package management. If you're a Gradle user, like many Android developers, rest assured that we support Gradle as well. Let's take a look. In package management, we host packages in feeds, and you can host any type of package we support, so NuGet, NPM, or now Maven packages, in the same feed. In this case, I've created a new feed for this demo, and I will connect to it so I can publish a Maven package. When you open the Connect to Feed dialog, you'll see there's a set of options on the left. In this case, I'll select Maven. The dialog will walk you through all the steps needed to get authentication and connection to your feed set up on your dev machine. So let's do that now. I'll first generate a set of credentials, and I'll add those into my Maven profile settings. So I can copy this block of connection string and I'll paste it in here as a configuration. Perfect. Now, the next step is just to grab this repository element, and you'll actually put this into your pom.xml in your project in two places. So in this case, I have this useful library that I'm going to publish and I'll then use in another Maven project. So towards the bottom of your pom.xml, make sure you have a repository section and a distribution management section, and add the text that you copied out of Connect2Feed in both locations. So let's do that. Now if I save my pom.xml, I'll run Maven deploy. And now if I return to my feed, go and refresh the page, you'll see our new useful lib that was published. Now, of course, it's useful to publish packages, but I also want to be able to consume this package for a full end-to-end. So I'm going to switch to a different pom.xml for some consumer app that will use my useful library. I can then copy this entire chunk of dependency information. I'll place that here in my dependencies section. And just as before, I'll need to connect to the feed for my consumer app and again add my new repository. So let's do that here and also here. Now, if I switch and build this app, you'll see that we're able to restore the useful lib package and do a successful build. Support for Maven packages is generally available. If you've already installed package management, just open the Connect2Feed dialog like you saw in the demo and use the instructions there to connect your Maven client to the feed and start publishing packages. Support for Maven is included in your package management license or your Visual Studio Enterprise subscription. Now, let's talk about symbols. Many of you, 677 of you, according to our user voice, have asked for VSTS and TFS to act as a symbol server, so you can enable teams across your organization to easily debug code, especially code in native languages like C and C++. And I'm pleased to announce that we heard your ask, and we've added a symbol server to VSTS. If you're not familiar with symbols, they're the files that are output next to your builds, generally with a PDB extension. They contain class, method, and function names that the debugger can connect to your compiled code so that you can step through and debug line by line. They can also contain source links back to your source repository. The VSTS symbol server is easy to use and works great with your preferred debugger, standards like Visual Studio and WinDBG. And you can automatically publish symbols from any build just by checking a box in the built-in Index Sources and Publish Symbols task. Let's take a look at that. Using the VSTS symbol server is really quite straightforward. There's two steps. You'll need to publish symbols, which is usually done from a build, and then consume those symbols through a debugger like Visual Studio. So let's start with a build. Here you can see I have a pretty simple Visual Studio build. This is building some C++ code. And you'll notice that I already have the Index Sources and Publish Symbols task. You likely have it too if you created your build from one of our build templates. If not, you can find it here in the catalog. Now, to use the symbol server while it's in public preview, you'll want to update your task to version 2.star, which you can see is in preview, and then ensure that the Publish Symbols checkbox is checked. Then just run your build again, and this will publish symbols, any symbols that are found, to the symbol server. Now, to use those symbols, you'll come to your debugger. In this case, I'll use Visual Studio. And in the symbol server settings, so I'll search for symbol up here in Quick Access, I can click this new VSTS symbol server location button, and it'll automatically detect all of the VSTS accounts that I have access to. So with one click, I can find my account. I'll wait for it to populate, and then I can click Connect, and I'll be set up to use symbols that have come from this account. Now I'm able to debug any application that's published symbols via the build step. Symbol Server for VSTS is now in public preview as part of the Package Management extension. If you've already installed Package Management, just open the Preview Features panel. It's under your profile picture. Select For This Account from the dropdown and toggle the Symbol Server feature on. If you haven't installed Package Management, do that first, and you'll find a link at the end of this video. Because Symbol Server is part of Package Management, it's included in the Package Management license. You'll need a license for each user that consumes symbols. Now, let's move on to upstream sources. Many of you have asked for a way to save packages from public sources like NuGet.org, so you can rely only on VSTS or your TFS server to have all the packages that you need for your builds. In VSTS, we think of any package source outside your primary product feed as an upstream source for your feed. By adding upstream sources to your feed, you can ensure that all the packages you use and all the packages you produce live together in one place. You can also increase the reliability of your builds by reducing the number of external sources that each build run needs to retrieve packages from. Now, we've supported upstreams for npm.js since the launch of npm support last year, but we haven't had anything for NuGet.org. It's been a long time coming, and I'm really pleased to announce that the NuGet.org upstream source is launching in public preview here at Connect. We'll also continue to invest in 2018, starting first with an update to the npm.js upstream to provide guaranteed caching of every package you use, and we'll then move to enable upstreams between any feed in your VSTS account. Now, let's take a look at the NuGet.org upstream. To use the new NuGet.org upstream source while it's in public preview, you'll need to create a new feed. In this case, I'll create a Connect feed, and you can see that by default, it's enabled to use packages from public sources, which includes both NuGet.org and npm.js. So if I create this feed, I can now, instead of uploading a first package, connect to this feed and install a package that came from NuGet.org. So I'll copy this URL and then move to Visual Studio. Now, when you add a new package source, you can do so from the NuGet Package Manager settings. I'll add a new line here and insert the package URL that you copied. And I'll also disable the NuGet.org source because I want to use packages only from my feed with the upstream source enabled. Now, For the scope of public preview, you won't be able to use the search in the NuGet package manager, so instead, I'll go and find a package on NuGet.org. In this case, let's install Bootstrap. Now, I can copy the install command, and I'll go ahead and run that in the package manager console. And you can see that this package is coming not directly from NuGet.org, but instead from my feed with the upstream source enabled. So now let's also go look at the feed again. And if I refresh, you'll see my packages that have come in from NuGet.org. I hope you've enjoyed this quick tour through some of the new value we've added to the package management extension in Visual Studio Team Services. These links can help you get started, whether you're a new package management user or you've got plenty of packages you're already hosting with us. Thanks for watching.